Nolte, tribal leader would like Ben and Jerry to return stolen land. By John Nolte on July 10, 2023. A tribal leader would like the colonialists known as Ben and Jerry to return their stolen land. The chief of a tribe descended from the Indian nation that originally controlled the land in Vermont the Ben and Jerry's headquarters is located on would be interested in taking it back, Newsweek reported. This glorious turn of events happened just 1 week after the colonialists known as Ben and Jerry demanded that everyone else return land stolen from the American Indians, starting with Mount Rushmore. Well, very quickly after that smug 4th of July proclamation from Ben and Jerry, whose Indian name is They Who Overcharge for Ice Cream, it was discovered that Ben and Jerry's very own Vermont headquarters sits on land stolen from the Abenaki Nation. Well, now Don Stevens, chief of the Nulligan Band of the Kuzuk Abenaki Nation, would like to see the colonialists known as Ben and Jerry put their money where their filthy rich mouths are and return that stolen land. Don Stevens, chief of the Nulligan Band of the Kuzuk Abenaki Nation, one of four descended from the Abenaki that are recognized in Vermont, told Newsweek it was always interested in reclaiming the stewardship of our lands, but that the company had yet to approach them. It comes after the ice cream company was questioned as to when it would give up its Burlington, Vermont headquarters, which sits on a vast swathe of U.S. territory that was under the auspices of the Abenaki people before colonization. This is so delicious. It's ice cream delicious. The imperialist Ben and Jerry thought they could use the 4th of July to troll America with white guilt through virtue signaling and that they could do so without paying any kind of price. Like most leftists, they simply assumed their virtue was pristine. Well, what do you know? Now these two idiots are in a real pickle. They can either return this stolen land or get laughed at for the rest of their natural lives because this incident is going to stick like glue. To be clear, this whole land back movement is stupid. Somewhere in the past, the Abenaki probably stole their land from another tribe. The tribe who lost that land to the Abenaki probably stole the land themselves. The white man did not introduce slavery, genocide, or land theft to the American Indian. People are people. Indians are people. All kinds of terrible things happened before we arrived, including land theft. So who do we return the land to? Who originally owned it? It's all so dumb. The 400-year war for the American West was like all wars, ugly and filled with indefensible atrocities on both sides. But we won, and that's that. And thank heaven we won because Western civilization and Judeo-Christian ethics are what made America what it wasn't when the Indians ran things. We are a country that has defeated poverty, created racial and religious tolerance, and put an end to slavery. Better still, there's air conditioning, Blu-rays, cheeseburgers, and swimsuit additions. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.